Blog Talk Radio. Psalms 105. Oh, give thanks unto Yah. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing song unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. This is what we invest in ourselves in. This is what Yahweh liked. He said he desired the knowledge of Elohim. Glory ye in his holy name. And let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yah. And why they seeking Yah? Because they seeking to please Yah. They seeking to choose the things that Yahweh is pleased with. They seeking his pleasure. They seeking the knowledge of Elohim. It says in the fifth verse, remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Remember it. His marvelous. And what's the root word of marvelous? The root word of marvelous is marvel. And this is what we've been dealing with this week. Not the marvels of the comics that you, these made up characters that's great. And now people are just astonished by these fictitious characters. But Yahweh have real marvels, real characters that has done wonders and wondrous things in the earth, and they did it because they're just the hand of the Almighty working in the earth. And when you look at David, man, he, what kind of man can kill and slay, I mean, a lion and bear with his bare hands? What kind of man can do that with some kind of marvelous man, some kind of wondrous man? She-bear and a lion, and he done killed them both at the same time with his bare hands? That's some marvelous stuff. Look, young man, ain't even young, old enough to get into the army and come out and just bring a big old uncircumcised Philistine down, just killed him with a slingshot. What kind of man is this? He's a marvel. A man that they will make movies after. One last scripture on this, and we gotta go ahead. I'm gonna skip a bunch of scriptures. Exodus, the 34th chapter, verse 10. See, we're dealing with the real marvels. Real marvels. The marvels of Yah. And when you get yourself with Yah, you too will do marvelous things. Why you think the Almighty made a covenant with you and said, listen, all you got to do is listen and hear, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even a sure mercy to David. The same mercies I show with him, the same wonder and marvelous things I've done with him, I can do with you. I will do with you. Exodus 34 and 10, and then we're going to go ahead and get into the sixth wonder. And it said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth. It ain't never been done before. Because when Yahweh do marvels, when Yahweh do wonders, it hit real strong, real loud, and very marvelous. And then you will never see this particular marvel again. He said, it's never been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yah. And David was just the work of Yah. Moses is just the work of Yah. Abraham, just the work of Yah. Raised him up. Raised him. Israel is the work of Yah. Noah, Daniel, and Job is just the work of Yah. Praise Yah. Now let's get into the sixth one. And the sixth wonder, as you know, is Daniel, a prophet of the Almighty. Most High said in the scriptures in Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, when you got all these men, you know you're special. When you got all these righteous men, a whole lot of righteous. Yahweh has thousands of ministers that minister before him. Thousands of prophets. But it's, even when you get the best, it's even a best amongst the best. And that's how Yahweh works. He will get the best, and he will even get the best of the best. And this man, Daniel, was one of the best. Look what it says in Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, the 20th verse. He says, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yah, Elohim, they shall deliver the son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. So Yahweh was letting you know in the verses prior that I will bring my sore judgments and I will destroy your place. And I don't care if you get the best of my servants. You can get the strongest, the best, the ones I just love the most. Even them, they're not going to deliver you because that ain't how I work. They're going to deliver their sales, their own souls, by their righteousness. And one of the best in Aaron order, Noah's 5, Daniel was 6, and Job is 7. And Daniel, why is he the sixth wonder? He's definitely a wonder of the Almighty. All you have to do is go to Daniel 1st chapter. He's definitely a wonder of the Almighty. He's a marvel of the Almighty. And look, read one verse for me, people. Right before you read this Daniel, the 1st chapter, I want you to read Isaiah, the 5th chapter. And all I'm going to do is read the 12th verse. And so you can understand 12, read 11 as well. Isaiah 5 and 11 reads, woe unto them. Anytime you hear that word, woe, like it ain't good. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink and continue until the night, till wine inflames them. The harp, the vial, the tabret, the pipe, the wine are in their feasts, but they regard not the work of Yah. Everybody having fun and a good old time, but it ain't about the work of the Almighty. They ain't marveling at the work of the Almighty. They're not wondering about his wonders. And they're not joyed at how great Yahweh is. It says they just feasting, but they regard not the work of Yah, neither consider the operation of his hands. Ain't nobody considering the operation of his hands, the work of the Almighty. And this is why they don't want to, this man talking about the wonders, as if we don't already, I already know David. I know what he did. We in a new time, new generation, and right now, things is getting ugly. And we need to be talking about some other things. Well, people, don't let them steer you wrong. Only thing you need to be doing is investing yourself in the Almighty Yah. And if you invest yourself in Yah, you will invest yourself in his pleasures, the things that choose him. And he pleasures in righteousness. He loves it. He pleasures in those that follow after righteousness. And this is why you have to look at his wonders, the marvels, the servants that he raised up to be signs before us, so you can follow after them, so you can have a heart like David, and so you can know how to represent Yahweh's name like Moses, and so you can know how to be a man on earth, a servant on earth like Abraham. I just wanted you to see that. Nobody's regarding the operations of y'all's hands. You're looking at a man, but don't even realize that this man is just the hand of the Almighty. And if he's the hand of the Almighty, man, when that hand go up, I got to sit down. When Yahweh put his hand in my midst, man, that ain't something to take lightly. This is the Creator that we're talking about. Now let's go back to Daniel so we can see the hand of the Almighty, so we can see the wonder of the Almighty and what this man did to get himself in the sixth order. What did this man do to even be written in record in Yahweh's book? And whatever it is, it's for a sign and a wonder. Look at this man. Daniel, the first chapter. Get right to it. The fourth verse. It says, children in whom was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge and understanding, science, and such had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And who is this? It's going to let you know who this is in the sixth verse. Now, among these were of the children of Yehuda. They from the fourth tribe. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And yet these men, these children, were without blemish, which means what? They were perfect. That's what no blemish means. You already have to be a wonder to be considered perfect. What kind of man is perfect that has no blemish? My goodness, that's a marvel. That's wondrous, because majority of the world will tell you there is no man that's perfect. It's impossible to be perfect. But this said these children were with no blemish, and they had skill in all wisdom. What kind of man got skill in all wisdom? Cunning and knowledge, understanding science. My goodness. And keep reading further. Let's see this Daniel. The 8th verse, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And why? This man knows that Yahweh pleasures in holiness. Holiness is Yahweh's delight. Holiness is Yahweh loving. And if you want to be loved by the Almighty, then you have to be a man and a woman that purpose yourself in your heart. You have to dig deep in your heart, and you have to purpose yourself. And say, man, I'm not about to defile myself. And what's the purpose? Because I want to do the things that please Yah. I want Yahweh to be pleased. I want Yahweh to take pleasure in me. I want Yahweh to love me. And this is what it takes. And listen, if you read this story, he inspired the captain to get everybody on the same diet. This is what he says. But Daniel purposed in his heart, he wasn't going to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. And then it says, next verse. Now Elohim brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Because that's how Yahweh do. When Yahweh love you tenderly and Yahweh is shining upon you, pleasure and pleased with you, he will make everybody else feel the same way. The heart of man is in the hand of the Almighty. And if you please Yah, he'll make everybody pleased with you. But look, it says in the 10th verse, the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my master the king who has appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then shall you speak me endanger my head to the king. You're going to endanger me, man. You got to eat this food. The king, the one that came up with this menu. And you got to eat. Well, he said, look, prove your servant. I beseech thee. 10 days. That's all I need is 10 days. And let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. That's all we need. And let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So in other words, this was a science project for 10 days. We're going to do this and they're going to do that. And then look at the results. And when it came down to it, look what it says. At the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer, which means more beautiful, and fatter in flesh, which means they were thicker. They weren't losing weight and looking like some kind of anorexic. They was fatter in flesh than all the other children, which did eat the portion of the king's meat. They was eating meat, but they didn't look so healthy. And it says, the 16th verse, thus Melzar took away the portions of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. They just messed the game up for everybody. Now you can't have no meat and wine because he's seen that this diet is superior. Look at this. This thing is noticeable. And if I go before the king, I'd rather y'all look like this than look the way you're looking now. And so these men were already something else. But look what it says in the 19th verse. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they for the king. And he always mentioned Daniel first, because he the one that stood out as the leader. He the one that stood out even amongst the four Hebrews. Now let's go further. Let's look at the second chapter. So you can see that this man was definitely raised up to be a wonder of the Almighty. But then you have to see the order. He's the sixth wonder. Daniel, the second chapter. And look what it says in the third verse. The king said unto them, I done dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. And the king answered to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and houses shall be made a dunghill. Because at this point, he's like, man, this dream was something else. I ain't never been disturbed like this. I ain't never been troubled like this. This is a dream. All I can remember is something I need to know about this dream. And y'all phony Chaldeans, you wizards, y'all got a lot to say all the time. But now I got something real going on. And if you ain't got nothing to say, y'all dead. I'm tired of this phony fake prophets. I'm tired of these phony fake spiritual men that claim that the Almighty is with you. I'm tired of it. But if you can show the dream, the interpretation thereof, you shall receive of my gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servant the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. Did you not hear? And then the king answered and said, I know of a certainty that ye would gain the time. So you just procrastinating. You just burning time. Because you see the thing is gone from you. You know I don't know this thing. And you just burning time so you can try to figure something out. But he said in the 9th verse, but if you will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you. Ye have prepared land to corrupt words to speak before me. You just some liars. Till the time be changed, therefore tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Now pay attention to the 10th verse. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the whole earth that can show the king this matter. Ain't no man on earth that can do this. You had the dream, and you come to me, you don't forgot the dream, but you want to tell you what you dreamed and interpretation? At least tell me the dream, king, and then I can come up with something. But I can't do both. I don't think it's no man to do that. That's impossible. That's a wonder to do that. That's some kind of marvel you trying to get me to do. And I'm not no marvel. And I ain't no wonder. It's basically what he's saying. He says, therefore, there is no king. There's no lord. There's no ruler that asks us things at any position, magician or any astrologer or Chaldean. It is a rare thing that the king is requiring. And there is none that can show it before the king, except gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. This thing got to come from heaven or something, man. This thing. For this cause, the king was angry and very furious, because he got a bunch of perping, not knowing, fake, phony magicians, astrologers, and prophets, and wise men. Look what he says. This caused the king was very angry, very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon because they ain't wise. The decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain as well, because these wise men did mess it up for everybody. He said, well, since there ain't no wise men and none of y'all really connected with the higher-ups, none of y'all connected. I'm killing all of you. But let's skip on down for time's sake. So, of course, long story short, Daniel not only knew the dream, but he got the interpretation thereof. And look what he says. In the 27th verse, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret, this is a secret, because can't nobody tell you. You can't even tell yourself. Which the king has demanded, can not the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show the king? You got to put them out there now to show them, man, these guys don't have no connection with the Almighty. They don't have no connection. They don't have knowledge of Elohim. They're not invested in the Creator. So the Most High is not with them. Therefore, they don't know the Almighty's secrets. They don't know his signs. And look what it says. But there is an Elohim in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. And he brought it all back to his memory, told him the dream. And look what he says in the 30th verse. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom. This is not my wisdom. It's just Yahweh with me. And see, people trying to get caught up in being wise. And you got wisdom and you got knowledge. You got to understand it. It don't belong to you. It belongs to the Almighty. And Yahweh said he giveth wisdom to him that he see good in his sight. Because he know you're going to use the wisdom for his pleasures, for his works, for his bidding, for his desire. And you're not going to lift yourself up because you know he just gave it to you. He said, look, this thing, I want you to know, as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. And so this, now you can begin to see that this man is a wonder of the Almighty. But let's go show you further, because you got to see a little deeper to get understanding that this ain't just no any wonder. This is a wonder that has been sanctified. That's why Daniel was one of the seven wonders. And once Yahweh put that seven on it, oh, it's sanctified. Now look at this. The 36th verse. This is after the dream. He told him the dream. And you can read this dream later on your own time. But this is the dream, and we, in the 36th verse, just breaking it down to him what the dream mean now. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, are a king of kings. This is why you got to start paying attention. This is a king of kings that Yahweh is dealing with, giving dreams to him. For the Elohim of heaven have given thee a kingdom. He gave us to you. Power, strength, glory. He gave it to you for a reason. Everything Yahweh do is for purpose. And not yours, it's for his. Wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, fowls of the heaven, has he given into your hand, and have made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. The head of gold. You the head king. Out of all the kingdoms that have come after you, you the head. You the chief. You the gold. And he's giving you ruler over everything in the earth. All children of men, all beasts. There's no jungle that don't belong to you. Fowls of the air, there is no force and no part of the air that don't belong to you. Yahweh has given it all to you. Now watch this. And look what happened. Since he gave this interpretation and he told him the dream and the interpretation, look what happened in the 46th verse. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face. And this is the king of kings now. He ruled over the whole earth. There is no other government, kingdom that's touching him. They all bowing before him. But guess what? He fell on his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. He became a god at that moment to these people. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your Elohim, he is the Elohim of all Elohims. He's the master of all kings. Excuse me. All right, we back here at 47. He said he's the master of kings, a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldst reveal this secret. And then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. Excuse me, people. A little dry. Can you see the wonder now? This is something that ain't never happened. And I know you've seen it happen with Yosef, one of the sons of Jacob. During this time, when he went into Egypt, and the Pharaoh took his ring off and made Yosef the ruler over Egypt, this great and powerful kingdom. But you will never read where Yahweh gave Egypt rulership of all four corners of the whole earth. This kingdom was the greatest kingdom on earth, Egypt. Indeed, the greatest kingdom on earth at the time. They didn't rule the whole earth. They were just strong and glorious in their own stead. But this king here was a head of gold. The first king that ever ruled the whole entire earth. There is no king but him that ruled the whole entire earth. This was the first one that had this given unto him. But look what he did. He took Daniel and made him a great man. Really, Yahweh did. And gave him many great gifts. And made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And chief of governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Which means what? He put Daniel in the position of ruling the whole earth. The province of Babylon. And their dealings. Constructed, orchestrated, and governed the whole earth. All children of men, all beasts, all fowls. The commands and the rulership went through the province of Babylon. This was the Washington, D.C. of the world. This here. And guess who ruled? One of our brothers. A prophet, a wonder, Daniel. A man that's perfect, with no blemishes, skilled in all wisdom. Ruled the whole entire from a Hebrew man. Yes, this is a wonder. There's only one Daniel. This only happened one time. And then what he do? As soon as he got into position, in the 49th verse, then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which is Hananiah, Azariah, Daria. And he took his brothers and put them over the affairs of the province of Babylon, and Daniel sat in the gate of the king. You see this? He sat in the gate of the king because he became the king. He became the king. Now watch what happened. Since he's the king now you still got Nebuchadnezzar. He's sitting there. And Yahweh has blessed him. And he blessed him by raising up this prophet Daniel and put Daniel right up under him. And watch what happened once Daniel took over. The fourth verse. This is the chapter that's going to not only let you know that this man is a wonder, this man was a marvel. And you got these fake marvels, right? You got some of them. The Avengers and the X-Men and all this. And you look at X-Men, right? These fake, fictitious characters that get these powers. And one of them is called Professor Xavier. And his power is that he's super intelligent and he can read your mind. Well, look at this man. Super intelligent. And he can read your mind. He can interpret all visions and all dreams, the scriptures say. All visions and dreams he can interpret. There is no vision, there is no dream that's in your mind that he cannot interpret and that he cannot find out. Because he's a marvel. He's a wonder of the Almighty. And Yahweh raised this man up for a sign. Let's keep reading. Daniel, the fourth chapter. We're almost done, people. Daniel, the fourth chapter. Let's go. Nebuchadnezzar, the king. Unto all people, nations, languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Why is he talking to the whole earth? Because he ruled over the whole earth. He said, you know what? It's happening to us right now. The earth is blessed right now. Peace be multiplied unto you. And on the sixth, this is how you know Daniel was the sixth wonder, because that's what the six represent. It's a double blessing. Now watch this double blessing unfold. A blessing, not the double blessing, is the blessing to man and the blessing to beast. And as you can see, this was a kingdom that ruled over all men and all what? Beast. Second verse. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high Elohim have wrought toward me. And little do he know, the signs and wonders that he wrought towards him was wrapped up in one man, Daniel. How great are his signs? How mighty are his wonders? His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Our Nebuchadnezzar, now Nebuchadnezzar is about to have another dream. This is when Yahweh will establish the sixth wonder in the earth. Nebuchadnezzar was at rest and his house flourishing in his palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid. The thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. You see this? Did you not learn the first time? Then came in magicians, astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream. See, now I'm about to tell you the dream. Yahweh is just trying to show you that these soothsayers, magicians, and these Chaldeans is embarrassing. I know the first one was very hard, but this time I'm going to let you remember the dream so they can give you an interpretation. He says, listen, therefore made I a decree to bring all the wise men before me that they might make known the interpretation. And he said, then came in the magicians, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my false deity, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. See, he still ain't learned. This is why Yahweh got to bring the second dream in. And he got to bring Daniel to his mind again to let him know, you done forgot my signs and wonders already. You done forgot my sixth wonder, the one that you gave the kingdom to, and he the reason why this dream is about to unfold the way it is. But look, and before whom I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee. Tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. And thus were the visions of my head and my bed I saw. Pay attention to this dream, people. This is a dream that the Almighty put in this man's head. Behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great, the tree, and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all earth. The whole earth can see this tree. The leaves thereof were fair, the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all. For beasts of the field, the beasts of the field had shadow under it, the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Because this was the time of Yahweh's sixth wonder. The earth has never seen a time like this. Why? Because the earth has never been up under the rulership of one of Yahweh's great servants, from one under Yahweh's wonders. The earth has never been up under this kind of rulership. But during this time, it was, which was Daniel. And he was the reason this tree grew like this. But let's keep reading this. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and the Holy One came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said, thus, hew down the tree and cut off the branches, shake off the leaves, scatter his fruit, and let the beast get away from under it, and the fowl from his branches. Nevertheless, lead a stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and tend the grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let the portion be with the beast and the grass of the earth. Now let's skip forward for time's sake. Verse 17 says, 16th verse, let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and is manned by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men. This man was base, and that's why he took the sixth wonder, Daniel, and put him up under him so he can raise him up to be this king that he wanted him to be. But he couldn't do it unless he put a blessing in his midst, a wonder in his midst, a sign in his midst. And look what it says. This dream, King Nebuchadnezzar have seen, now thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. For as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able. The spirit of the holy Elohim is in thee. Now look, let's for time's sake. 20th verse. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof to all earth, whose leaves were fair and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowl of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O King, thou art grown and become strong. Why? Because you got the Yahweh's sixth wonder in your midst. A double blessing in your midst, a sign and a wonder in your midst. For thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. So you weren't at this position before I came in your midst. The kingdom was given to you, but you hadn't yet grown and flourished into this until you put me in position. And where's the king, saw watcher? Now let's keep reading. For time's sake, let's go to the 34th verse. And at the end of the days, them 7 years, he had to live like a beast, with a beast's heart. It says, lift up, Nebuchadnezzar. I lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High. I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And this is what you got to know, people. This is why Daniel was raised up. And this is the double blessing. You have to know that Yahweh rules in the kingdom of men. Don't think just because men got great power and they have a kingdom, Yahweh still rules. They don't have authority outside of him. And so don't get yourself caught, man, the white man did this and this man did that. Yahweh rules. And I know they think they put this book together, but no, this is Yah's book. He is the one that his spirit gathered this book. He can use whomsoever he please to do his works. And he used Nebuchadnezzar, a great heathen king, and through Daniel, showed him, don't get it twisted, I rule in the kingdom of men. And this, Daniel, is my sixth wonder. Because during his time, man and beast will be blessed like no other time that's ever been on earth. Man and beast will all feed from this one tree. And peace will be multiplied unto them. Because this Daniel, I was set up to rule in the province of Babylon under the kingship of Nebuchadnezzar. And so, yes, and that's what the six is all about. This is a six wonder. But the sixth day, Yahweh blessed man and beast. He created man and beast on the sixth day. The sixth commandment is thou shalt not kill. And I know you think that's just talking about man, but it's talking about beasts as well. Yahweh don't want you to kill nothing without his blessing. Can man be killed? Yes, but through the blessing of Yah. Can beasts be killed? Yes, but through the blessing of Yah. Don't just go around killing. The sixth covenant is the covenant of night, which is a blessing for man and beast. A time that the beast would go out when man is out of his way, because man then went down to his rest. Now the beasts get to come out and seek they meat from Elohim, as it says in Psalms 104. And then man that's been working all day, he loved the night because now he can get his beloved sleep. The scriptures call it beloved sleep. So the nighttime is a blessing for man and beast. That's why it's the sixth covenant. And so, dare I say, people, these are the wonders of the Almighty. This is the knowledge of Elohim. This is the word of God. This is his pleasure. And this is a great sacrifice. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and just praise the Almighty and thank the Almighty for this opportunity to bring you his true words, to bring forth the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. It's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure. And until tomorrow on the Sabbath day, which we will deal with the seventh wonder, on Yahweh's seventh day, praise the mighty Yah. For Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let his words and his name continually be magnified. Hallelujah.
The light has come, the glory of Yah has risen up on the sons and the daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pool seats above our lovers were perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city.